Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, y'all. It's Monstrous Monday. Weekend updates and wrap-ups. Let's tell me what you done this weekend. 563-999-3411. Who you telling what you doing this weekend? DJ Litty Lit, also known as Miss Unbelievable. Hey, now, so over the weekend, if y'all don't know, I call him AA, but August Alsina and Rick Ross have made a song together. Of course, we all know what it is. Entanglement. Yes, entanglement. And you know Petty in me has to definitely play it for y'all so y'all can know what August is feeling about his entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith. And then we'll come back with the regular, you know, who's bumping who, who's getting fat, music on top of music, and updates. Y'all ready? Let's get it. Let's go. What up to my mom, stars, DJ Imasa, and Jazzy B. Hopefully y'all be tuning in soon, but if not, until then, let's get it. Let's go with y'all. August Alsina, featuring Rick Ross, Entanglement. Ooh-wee.
Special moment in history.
Let's go. Like a number. Definition of entanglement. It's when you're tangling the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. Yeah, entanglement. And when you're tangling the sheets, entanglement.
Shorty leaning on my shoulder, got a question in my willpower. Jaded by her beauty, but her reputation real solid. Morning down the hallway, I can tell you how I feel about it. Caught up in the matrix, and I doubt if I can get about it. Living like it's no tomorrow. Met your boy with open arms. Told you all my darkest stories. Promise that you won't depart. Keys are over 40 cars. Left me with a broken. Till I gotta get around. Favorite artist was Tupac. Watch a movie, then we freaking tangled up. I'm getting deeper. Do this shit like every weekend. Guess I'm just a little secret. Entanglement is when a mental lick can tell you trouble. The saddest part is I still love you just to keep it simple.
Don't want no strings attached. You just want a nigga that's gonna break your back. No, I ain't about to play with that. You left your man a fuck with me just to pay him back. Don't you know that's cold hearted? What you gonna come coming back? Girl, you're fucking with a youngin'. I be doing shit you like. Don't do no talking when I see you. All your hands up down. Going round for round. You want a nigga to take you down. The definition of entanglement.
Yes,
when you're tangling the sheet. Girl, I know that we don't tell in a relationship, but you're still fucking with me. I'm on my way, yeah. I'ma pull up when he dead. He only see me and you fucking shit. If he see me, he gon' trip. Let's be low key. Keep it. Girl, I know I fucked up your head. Let you down, ain't shit right there. Let you down, ain't shit right there. Oh, that ain't my girl, but I got the key. To the crib and see it pop. To the crib and to a heart. I don't wanna label shit, but she need me in her life. I don't have to label shit to get it in her life. We gon' keep it poppin', shawty. You my little shit. piece of lingerie. So I ain't taking no fresh squeeze. Got it from, but it's in your trap. Got it from, got it from, got it from. The definition of entanglement. When you tingle in the sheets. Girl, I know that we don't come in a relationship. But you feel fucking with me. Yeah, entanglement. Baby, when you tingle in the sheets. Entanglement. The way you tangled up with me.
Entanglement.
Baby, when you're getting in too deep. Tangled up with me. Tangled in the sheets.
Yes, that was AA featuring Rick Ross. 612-600. You still there? Are you there?
Yeah, I was like, did you just pause out on this? What happened? Because I don't know what type of. I'm like, what did I just come on in the name of love? Did I just walk in on? Entanglement, new word for cheating.
Yeah.
I should take that back. I should take that. That's not the new word for cheating. Because if you watch the podcast with Will and Jada, she said they wasn't together. And they were talking about breaking up and they wasn't supposed to be getting back together. So, I guess I should refrain from saying entanglement, the new word for cheating. I guess it's a little different. But what's up, y'all? Monday. It is Monday, right?
It is Monday.
Shit, the way 2020 started, ain't no telling what today is going to go on. But yeah, my first Monday. So, all right. So what we got going on today?
Well, you know, we got the regular Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat. We got some Kanye West. And we have, a volcano. There's this guy named Stout. He's in the music biz. He has an opinion that I really want to know how y'all feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a personal story. A friend of mine died in Phoenix. I want some info on that as well from y'all. And then a New Jersey judge was shot and killed. So we have a new story on that. I ain't got no updates. These are all brand new stories for this week. So I'm really like, okay, let's get it in. Let's get it. Let's go, you know. But at first I had to be petty, you know, had to be petty and play that, you know, new AA, you know.
That's his name now, AA?
Yeah, I call him AA.
That's his name now, AA?
Yeah, AA. I've been calling him, yeah.
Business? Is that what it is? AA, I'm going to put your ass on blast.
Yes. Yeah, I've been putting AA on blast ever since it started. Yeah.
Okay.
So how was your weekend?
It was all right. I worked all weekend. I'm surprised I'm here with y'all right now. I'm tired. But, hey, we all got a role to play. So we got to do our part. But it was a good weekend, you know. I'm still out. I didn't need no bail money. So it was a great, awesome weekend.
Good.
A fucking awesome weekend. How was your weekend? Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. No problem. My weekend, what did I do this weekend? It was cool. I don't even know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do this weekend? Sure. I really don't remember what I did this weekend. Huh. So
okay,
I let you know what I was doing this weekend.
Right. Okay. Oh, Jason Bourne, you got some old secret identity ass weekend going on over there.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God, I freaking can't remember what I did this weekend. But you know what? It had to be awesome, and it had to be fun because I'm still here. And dang, I can't remember it. So it had to be a doggone amazing weekend. I'm just saying, because I don't remember it.
It's funny as hell. Why is it when black folks, when we get petty, why do we start to talk like the upper echelon white folks? We start to sound like proper white people when we get petty. Absolutely. I noticed that shit. Like, we do, we be like all proper. Yes. Fuck your life. With gratitude. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
I totally agree.
And I totally understand what you're talking about. Like, oh my freaking God! Like, I don't know why that's not acceptable, but I mean, that's what we freaking do. Like, oh my gosh! Like, fuck it.
All right. So okay, so let's see. So we got our entertainment news. It's Monday, so you know we talk about things that go on over the weekend. I really don't have a topic. Like I said, I'd usually be asleep right now. Because, you know, I worked so hard, I did the third-hour shift, and then I still got my corporate stuff I do after that. Yes, I push a hard shift, and then I come home and I push another hard shift. And that's why I'm usually not here on Mondays, but I'm here today. So let's see, what else do we got? What are we going to talk about on Monday other than the entertainment news? What do we got for people?
You know, this entertainment news is really interesting. So, I really want to really, really dive in and talk about that because it's two different spectrums. Well, there's actually three different spectrums that I want to come from. So one is industry, one is like, you know, personal, and one is talking about Kanye and his mental health. So I kind of like, we got some heavy hitters on the who's bumping who's getting fat today. I kind of wanted a whole different scene from who we usually talk about. So
Okay. Well, all right, well, let's bring some action to it. Let's bring some action, some vibration. We're gonna take a quick little break to honor the show, and then we'll bring it back and we'll get into it. So, all right, Monsters Monday starts right about, wait for it now.
Check it out. This is for the fans. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's go, E.
Yo.
Monstrous Mondays, trying to get y'all week going so you can stay motivated, to make it to Karma Cafe so you don't get 30 days. You feel me? So, all right, we're back. Brought to you by SolomonSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, MonstarsRadio.com, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, you said you had a lot going on with this entertainment news today. So, let's see who's bumping who and who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment gossip lifestyle. Who's going to catch it today?
Okay, so Steve Stout. Okay, so I really don't know. Okay, Steve, I don't know who Steve Stout is. But
really big music guy.
Maybe, okay,
really big.
Okay, well, he thinks the future of the recording industry is in the hands of Drake. The reveal comes from a conversation between Russ and Stout at a virtual SelectCon conference and stated an independent Drake ends the music business. If Drake goes independent, the music business is over. Stout told Russ, as noted by Variety, if Drake goes independent, the music business is done. Drake's contract is believed to be over soon, freeing him Cash Money Republic Records. From there, he could pick a new home or go independent. The latter would alter the industry like we have never seen before. He said this before Drake came out in 6 months. Drake is about to get the biggest bag in history of the music business by far. Both A and B, they don't want that to happen because if that day, he thinks the business will close. Why? Because it's so lucrative. So here's what they're saying. Drake uploaded God's Plan on a digital distributor tour. So whatever money it is, less than $10, right? Fine. Pay for the beats, $10K, $20K, $30K, $40K, whatever the fuck it is, and get mixed for racks. So you're all $50K tops. That song, you on it forever and getting paid weekly on it. You're making millions of dollars a week off that one song. If Drake goes independent, this whole industry gets turned upside down because if he puts out independent music, he's going to mess up the whole industry because of how much money he makes when his songs come out. And if he's independent, that means all cash is going to him. Music Man, what does that mean?
It just means the label people are cut out. Other motherfuckers who don't really do the craft and all that is going to get cut out of the loop. That's all that is. Greed is being cut to a minimum. That's all that is. It's not going to hurt the industry. Drake still got to pay publishers. Drake still got to pay promoters, record breakers. He still got to pay other people to help get this thing going. He still has to pay for videos. He still has to pay that platform that he's selling his music on. So with that being said, he's not going to corrupt or hurt anything. That's like saying, oh, because Tech N9ne came out with his own label and makes all the money to himself. No, he still need people to press whatever it is to be pressed. He needs flyers, promotion made, all these other things. So I really don't see that. Only person going to be hurt is a label because they ain't going to be able to tap into Drake's pocket. That's about it. Drake still got to pay his writer. He still got to pay the beat maker. So the only person who's gonna hurt is the label. That's it. Just like when they came out and released Pro Tools, the only person that really got hurt was the studios. Studios are still around. People still need quality recordings and they need an engineer. So they're still there, but they're just not making as much money as they was before. Before it used to be like you wasn't to go to a real high class studio you're trying to put out an album, you are going to pay at least $50 an hour to use that good equipment. So, I mean, I disagree. But obviously, Stout is in the business. He knows pretty much what he's talking about. But on this one, I disagree with him. We're going to see where it goes, but I disagree with him.
Okay, so if I'm young, you know, to music, and I'm seeing that, and I'm not knowing, and everybody's like, oh, yes, that was the man, he knows all, how would that deter someone from the music business, or would that press be like, no, I can be better than Drake, or, you know, rake it in?
It's not even really about who's better than who. It's just business moves. Like, business-wise, do you want to go with a label? Do you want to go independent? Do you have the power to go independent? Everybody don't have that power. Well, actually, everybody has the power to go independent, but do you have the funding to make you going independent effective? Because some people think going independent just means you put your shit on a .com, get you a web link, and let people, you know, buy the album. It's a lot more than that going independent. Independent means you are independently spending your money independently. No investors. It's your money that you're putting up.
But everything comes back to you, or pretty much everything comes back to you, right?
Right. Because, see, like, here's an example. Like, people didn't understand the relationship and the beef that went down between Wayne and Baby. Wayne was hot. Don't get me wrong. At the time, I believe Wayne was the hottest rapper. Don't get me wrong with that. He was the hottest dude, hands down. But he was not no independent artist. He wasn't using his money. It was Baby putting up the money. Put up the money for the studio, for the beat, for promotion, for all the other stuff that goes behind it. When the person that puts up the most money, that's called the lion's share.
Oh,
artists don't get that. It's called the lion's share. I mean, I put up most of the money, I get the lion's share. Like, when we go out and hunt, the alpha lion eats first. He eats as much as he wants, and everybody else gets the little pickings that comes off of it. That's how it goes. If I put up all the money for your studio, I'm buying your beats, I'm paying for your travel, I pay for your tour, I pay to promote the album, I pay for the releasing and all the other stuff that goes behind it, I should see most of the money. That's how it goes. Called lion's share. So that's what the label is missing, the lion's share. Why? Because they feel they put up most of the money for publicity, because the average independent dude don't know 60,000 radio stations. Like, once you're part of Cash Money, Young Money, once you're established Young Money, the radio stations are looking to you. They're begging you, hey, let us release that new Wayne. All we want from you is when Wayne comes to town, do us a concert, or come in and give us an interview. So that's how that works. The average independent dude ain't got 60,000 radio stations on their heels talking about, hey, give us his new release. We want to break it first. Because they don't know who the hell you is. It is what it is.
Exactly.
That's what you're paying for. When you pay the promoters and the record breakers and the all these people, that's what you're paying for. You're paying for notoriety. Because if nobody knows who you are, they're not going to spend no money with you. It is what it is.
So that's
the
why
music
it's kind of always
not dope thing.
That's
ahead,
why
sorry.
It's kind of obvious, you know, when you're putting yourself together that someone knows the business that you're going in and not just your home girl, because, you know, she been by your side forever and you have her as management. You really want to have somebody in the know who knows, that is not someone that is being shaded or jaded, because there's a time that pretty much everybody's been shaded or jaded. But, you know, reputable, you know, who's got a good reputation that you really want to go seek after, because you want to gain as much knowledge of your craft industry as possible. Like, you want a team that's really educated in what you're going in, so you won't have to worry about that when you're doing what you do.
Right, right. Yep.
Okay. All right. That was just one of my, you know, things that I was wondering, because when I was reading it, I was like, how can he take over the business? How can the business shut down? Music is music. The music business can't shut down because of one person. So that was my thought.
No.
Like, How could you put that out there like that?
Right. Everybody don't even like Drake enough for him to shut down the industry because he go independent. What it is Stout has probably got money in Drake. You understand me? And Drake last album or whatever, and Stout might be representing Drake, and they after the next bag.
Okay.
So what they're trying to do is get the labels to piece y'all money together. Get your $100 million together to make this deal happen, blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying he is, but at the end of the day, that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. Okay, Steve, how much money you got invested in Drake? Because for you to say that, it's just an attention getter. Because in the music industry, you just threw Drake up past Kanye in the news right now. I'm just saying, in the music business, you just threw Drake above Kanye right now. And everybody know Kanye in the hip-hop business right now is pretty much A1. He is the topic right now. What the hell is he doing?
Right, we got some topic. We've got some topic about Kanye. We got some who's bumping who for Kanye. Absolutely.
Right. So, that's just how I feel about that. I mean, people, how y'all feel about it, you can feel free. Hit us up, 563-999-3411. Or hit us up on social media, on our pages, and we'll read your comments right here on the air. You're listening on Blog Talk. I'm going to open the chat here right now, and you can chat with us and leave your comment there as well. If, you're afraid to speak online or speak on the phone, like as if we can see you. But, hey, it is what it is. Some people be like, I sound corny. Yeah, I do too, buddy.
All right. Well, let's take a music break. What you got over there, DJ?
I ain't got nothing. How you gonna decide that we gonna take a break and all be right. like, "What you got, DJ?"
What you got, DJ?
Matter of fact, I got one. We got some more E Monster music. It's not Wet Wet Wednesday, but we gonna fake it. E Monster and Dub Nietzsche. This is called Sexting.
Hey, I'll be doing some of that later on tonight.
I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagramming, Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Ooh, now it's body language, whatever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kittens. She sent the video, so I sent a video. She so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, yo, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster pole play. And it's
Monstrous Monday, E-Monster Music. Like I said, it's not Wet Wet Wednesday, but I'm so trying to make it feel like one. Get it, Splash.
Okay. Well, hold on. Wait a minute, DJ.
I want to play my favorite
E-Monster song. Hold on. We going to have another E-Monster song. Hey, that's my favorite. E-Monster, favorite girl. We got one more. We'll be right back.
Well, you know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one. The scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch in it. And if I catch it in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla,
busted, baby, you got me going crazy. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking about to even leave my lady. I understand she got a man, but my plan to scoop her on my side to show her how a prince will ride. When she with me, she feeling so comfortable all inside. Tongue to kiss her from head to toe all the way to her thighs. Did I mention she more than a friend like Bonnie and Clyde connection? She got me, got her in the right direction. When we in the room, you see that how I got her sweating. Candlelight dinner conversation, the laughing and giggling. I'm a big time money chaser, so imagine how we spending. She the got a nigga thinking about the next level, no pretending. And Elena always make her way to Facebook texting. I'm round the bench chicks all the time, but she is a blessing. Beautiful queen, only seen in a movie scene. I told told her I would give her the world, cause she's my
Shorty
favorite girl.
Always understood, I stopped it, and I fitted it.
When we started doing Monster Palooza,
what happened?
I feel like we just had a nightmare that was like a Monster Palooza. The book.
Oh, we're going to have some more before the end of the show's out. It's E-Monster Night. What's up? What's up? That's what's up.
I thought that'd be
like
Takeover
that.
Tuesday. Monstrous Monday for real. E-Monster Monday. Ooh, we.
Ooh, yeah. We.
So, okay, what we got going on in this entertainment news? What we got going on?
Okay, so here's the other story I wanted to go deep and talk about as much as we can. Kanye West, Kardashian's friend, seriously concerned, upset over wild campaign appearance. I don't know if y'all seen the appearance, but Kanye West was in Sunday in North Charles, then in South Carolina. They have concerns and they're upset and they're alarmed of his behavior while he was there. They believe he needs professional help. They think he's in the middle of a serious bipolar episode, but he won't listen to them. They're told that Kanye is taking some of his business and is on a rant. He went on about Harriet Tubman, claiming she did not free the slaves. She gave them to white slave owners. His family and friends are talking about these comments. He talked about his father wanting to abort him, and his mother saved him. And he blurted out that Kim might divorce him for saying that. Even if she does, he'll thank her for having North. Because Kanye's first pregnancy with Kim, they talked about abortion, says she wanted it, but he didn't allow it. He mentioned divorce is usually a topic married folks don't say out loud unless it's discussed. Kanye's Forbes interview and Sunday's rally is putting a strain on their relationship. Kanye's comments is not advertently affecting Kim's businesses yet. They keep their money separate. And Kanye's brand, they're Kanye's brand, and her brand is her brand. They're told that Kanye is distracted, and the election is very important to him. He's taking it serious. He wants Jay-Z to be his running mate. He wants him to be his VIP. Michelle Tidball is who he asked first, and then he was like, nah, I want Jay-Z. Jay-Z is yet to respond to the request, but Jay-Z knows. He's unclear to what Jay-Z wants to do, he said, but he's proven to be brothers, and they are bonded for life. Whether Jay accepts, it's remained to be unseen. However, Kanye has not got South Carolina's vote. So, yeah.
Dun 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 dun. It's good good tonight. I'm just trying to distract y'all. Dun, dun, cause the price is right. Dun, 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 cause I really don't want to talk about this bullshit. I'm just trying to distract y'all. But I guess I got to talk about this bullshit right here. I mean, like I said, like, don't get me wrong. I'm like the first person to be like, you know, I don't knock another brother's hustle because we got too much against us as a people for us to be bashing each other. But this is that bullshit we be talking about, like, don't be doing, bro. Don't be embarrassing the culture. And that's what the right about what you're doing right about now. Our precedent has been set by Barack. Let that precedent be set. No matter what you say about Barack, no matter what I say about what he did and didn't do, he set a precedent for our people. Let that be. Don't come up here with that bullshit come around, you know, with all that malice and all that other stuff. If you're not coming correct, don't come at all. But we knew what it was when Kanye said that the first thing he said about slavery. It was a choice. We knew he had problems when his ass went up there and hugged Trump. Tell him I love you. I could do it in a Bernie Mac voice, but I'm going to let that rest. Because Bernie Mac don't put my name in that bullshit. And fucking milk and cookies. No. And I think the Kardashians is going to divorce him. Especially after that comment. After all the stuff Kim doing and now she's trying to make the light with her brand and everything. You're going to come out and say, oh, she wanted to abort our baby. Ooh. Ooh. I bet you she stole on his ass when he came home that day. Ooh, did you just put her out there like that? No. See, that's what I'm talking about. And if he doing Kim like that, she might divorce me, but... And you still gonna put that shit out there? She might divorce me, but... And you want him to be the leader of the free world. So-called free world. I'll wait for your response. 563-999-3411. The people. But we want to hear what you got to say too.
Okay. So in my sitcom with them, in my sitcom in my head, I want Jay-Z Bay. I want Bay. I want Jay-Z. I want Kanye. And I want Kim. That'll be the bomb show. I will watch it every day. Like, what is Bay gonna say? What is Bay going to do to knock Kim out of the way, to, you know, undermine the home of the office? I would love to see that undermined, underhand sneakiness go down between the ladies. Those fake looks, that fake hair. Who's going to wear the tightest outfit, show the most skin?
Can you
imagine? The blackest set of... This is my movie, the blackest of the blackest, because, you know, Bae's going back to her roots in Alabama, Mississippi, or Texas, or Nashville, where she come from, so she coming from the African, man, that will be the best, and then Jay-Z, Kanye, you fucking up, bruh. You're fucking up. You're making me look bad. This is my brand. Come on, bro. This is my brand. You're fucking up my bread. Let's get it together, sir. All right, I'll take over. Take over. And then we'll have in the news. Kanye West is being taken over by Jay-Z. Who going to kill him off first? That's my movie in my head. Right? But on real stuff, this is too much. Like I said, he can't handle that. She can't handle it. He can't handle it. The kids can't handle it. Now, I can see Jay-Z handling it because he's a different type of brother and he had a different type of struggle. But Kanye, he's not stable enough. He's crazy enough to deal with the white people's bullshit because he may shoot somebody. But he's not stable enough to take care of the country.
I'm just even by itself, just by itself, okay? Just by itself. Look at the first family, what it would be. Caitlin. Kanye. Don't forget we got Black China over there with Rob. You know
what?
I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna quit. They're gonna have me banned.
Ooh.
Matter of fact, if you want to complain about my comments, this is the number that you call. If you want to complain about my comments and how I say what I say, this is the number you call. You call 1-800. That's 1-800. These nuts. And make sure you hum for the whole 8. You dig? But go ahead.
But could you imagine Kaylee Jenner, Kylie Jenner? Isn't there a basketball player involved? Is there another rapper involved with the other girls? Like, this would be so fabulous. The White House Kardashian style. And don't let Tina come up in there. Tina knows. Man, the whole place would be flowers and flowers, rainbows, and all kind of stuff up in there.
Well, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I love some Tina Knows. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Bay. I love some Jay. But Jay's like, keep my name out your mouth, Kanye. Keep my name out your mouth, Kanye. Leave us alone. They're looking at him like they looked at him when he went up there on Taylor Swift. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Is he just,
right.
Oh, did he just throw your name in there, babe? Boob. Somebody get him.
Be like, babe, did he just say my name? Babe, no, he didn't say my name. This nigga said my name. Why? What the hell? What's wrong with him? Let's go get him. He fucking up, babe. He fucking up, babe.
Oh, snap. You think Jay wasn't talking to him before? Shit.
Man, delete. There's not going to be a response from Jay-Z. If Jay-Z responds, that means he's paying attention. I would act like I didn't see that. I'd be like, don't nobody say Kanye or I will. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like,
so don't nobody say
I will find you. Don't nobody say his name. You know how you was growing up and there's a family member that you can't mention in the house and your mama be like, say his name. Say his name if you want to up in here. You know that man's name or that woman's name is not to be said up in here. I will crack your, go get your switch. Go get the switch off the tree already. Wait, no, hold on. Go get that windowsill. Go to the windowsill. Hand me that out of there. Hand me that out of there because I'm going to tear you up. Say that name one more time.
And that's when you realize your mama was crazy. So she just look at you and say, do it again. I wish you would. Say it. I'll beat your ass. Say it. You'd be like, damn, wait, say it or no? Say it. I wish you would. You wish I would? Yeah, so I can. Ooh. You'd be like, mama.
Right. Ask again. Say it. And then you say,
like,
wait. So you walking away. Don't say it on your breath if you want to. I hear you. Come here if I can smack you in the mouth. Come here, because I heard you. Yeah, you would.
Nope.
Thought you was mumbling right up underneath your breath. I understood that.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, it would be crazy.
Yeah, it would.
So what else we got?
There was a volcano in Italian. There was a volcano in Italy. It blew its lid. It had fireworks. It was spewing lava all over the place. It was on the island of Stromboli. The volcano is near Mount Etna. There's debris. You can see clouds. It looks like a huge pile of smoke. It lasted for about 4 minutes before things settled down. This is the first. It's a pandemic. It was 7.1 earthquake, and now this here. They're like, first a pandemic, a 7.1 earthquake, and now a volcano. When are the locusts coming? Well, the locusts already came. I'm sorry. They've been here. They were already here. And we have the dust, the sand dust, you know, the haze of dust that came over from Africa already. So I don't know. What is next? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
What is next?
You describing this incident with this volcano sound like you described. Motherfucker just got out after Pandora had sex. He got out. Busted, skidded everywhere. There was fireworks. Lasted about 4 minutes. 7.1. The Lotus came. The Lotus came already. I apologize to all the people listening. Because that's all I heard. That's all I heard. That's all I heard. My bag. My bag. Can you tell it's built up? My bag. Okay. Okay. What else we got? Okay. We talk. That's volcanoes over there in Italy. Mm-hmm.
Phoenix Police, this is a close story. That's to me because I know this family. Man dead, woman injured. I didn't know that the woman was shot too. So the lady that I know, she was shot as well. A man is dead and a woman was injured in a double shooting at a Phoenix apartment complex. According to the police, when they arrived, two people were suffering from gunshot wounds. Police say that Cedric Springfield, 36, I've known him since he was a baby, I raised him, and the 61-year-old woman were shot after Springfield and the suspect got into an argument. Both victims were taken to the hospital where Springfield died from his injuries. The woman is expected to survive. They know who the shooter is, and I thought when the report that I got when I first heard about it was that they shot him in front of her. They did not say that she got shot, so she was shot as well. I have someone close to the situation monitoring that. But shot over just senseless violence. It's not gonna be pretty. I do believe this was, you know, related in some kind of way to some unnecessary stuff that happens with our youth, and when our youth brings it to our home where we stay, whether it be with your parents or your significant other or family, we bring mess into the house. And so when you bring mess into the house, the outcome like this can be so, it's a tragedy. My heart, you know, goes out to the family because, you know, I've been knowing them since babies. And to know after 36 years, now you're not going to be here, and he leaves babies, families of his own, his mom, you know, she's recovering from her wounds. It's just a sad situation altogether. I know they want revenge in the situation. That's not always the answer. But yeah, I'll keep y'all posted with that story. And I did that story because it's connected to the son of a New Jersey judge was shot and killed in a shooting that also injured her husband. So now check this judge. Violence is everywhere and nothing is safe at this moment as you're a victim. The attack happened at the home in New Jersey. Judge Esther Celeste was not injured in the attack, but they killed her son, who is a college and freshman. They shot her husband. Condition is not known. After opening the door, the son was shot through the heart. The husband was shot multiple times. And the suspect appeared as a FedEx driver. And before, with this situation, the FBI was looking for the person. They tried to connect her with another TV person, but attorney, they believe the attorney found dead in New York on Monday, was the shooter who killed the son and wounded her husband. They're saying it's a well-known attorney. They're trying to picture how they can put those two together. The FBI were investigating whether the man was involved. They found the gun at the scene at his house. So they're trying to see how the two are meshed together. It's unclear, but I'll keep you guys posted on if he is the killer or not, or if he's connected to the theory of this housewife. I can't remember their name right now. That or the, this housewife couple was involved in it. So it is like a definitely a TV show, another TV show.
Right, that's what I was gonna say. Can't wait to see how this unfolds. I'm just gonna be nosy on this one because this is like, wait, what? Wow, like real life movie right here. Can't wait to see this one on Law and Order. Bing, bing, bing.
Exactly.
Because you know how they'd be reacting actual events. so yeah, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. But let's go ahead and do a moment of silence for those that have fallen. All right, and we'll bring it back.
All right.
So what else
we
got?
That was who's up and who's getting fat for tonight. I just really want to dive in with the Kanye situation and, you know, that the music situation because Kanye's serious. Like, he's dead. He's dead ass. And that guy, Strom, he's serious that Drake can shut the music down. Like, he's dead ass. Like, so for people to be dead ass, like, on these kind of situations make you wonder, what else are they dead ass about, like, can happen?
Right, right. Well, shit, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. But I did one thing I have been seeing lately that was, like, crazy to me. You seen these new defunding the police commercial Trump got going?
I do.
I mean, how does it make you feel when you see that commercial?
You know what? The commercial is real. That's how it'll be. I'm not when I heard that commercial, I thought it was the Democrats, actually, because that's what it looks like. And that's how it'll be. And what they fail to realize is that if you guys don't know the commercial we're talking about, it's the commercial where it's as a recorded line, and they're saying if this is a crime, there's going to be a delay. If this is a rape, press 1. If this is a shooting, press 2. Something, you know, in those long line, in those orders, and it'll be a couple 3 days before someone can reach you. But please leave a message or dial this number if it's serious. So they're giving you alternatives, and you got to press 1, and you got to press all this. That's real, and to me, it's just going to bring another layer of racism, segregation, inequality, injustice. It's going to find another way because they're going to be like, what color are you? They're going to ask a whole bunch of questions. And your ethnicity, where do you stay? Is it a high area crime? One officer will come out there as soon as possible. Nothing is going to be priority. And that's what I like about Trump. He made what we think look as ridiculous. Like, y'all show y'all want to do this because this is what it's going to look like. That's one thing about Trump, that he makes you look at the ridiculousness of something. That's what it looks ridiculous, but it's true in the same manner because that's how it's going to look. That's exactly how they're going to. And then they're going to categorize you. They're going to put it in, you know, the highest form. And if you want the people to police yourself, people can't even police their own children. They can't even police their own family. And you want somebody else to police me? The actors in the community who's pedophile all their life, and that they just got themselves a platform? Yeah, no. I think it's utterly ridiculous. And that's what it looks like. The truth looks like that. And if they think that that's not the truth, then they're ridiculous because that's what it's going to look like. How you feel?
I feel it's scare tactics. I think he totally moved around the whole real issue was the police brutality. That's what the real issue is, not about defunding. Not about all this other stuff. Don't get me wrong, that is an issue, but he's talking about the the actions after the fact. Why don't you come out and talk about what we're going to do about police brutality and rebuilding the faith between the community and the police department? And that's going to mean stop killing people, stop with the malice that y'all's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So come out with this da-da-da, and the way that he's making it look, that's not totally what defunding the police department is. It don't mean ain't no police going to be out there, period. That's not what that means. And I guess that's not really what that says. But I think it's all part of scare tactics, so on and so forth. But he's not addressing the real issue at hand, which was...
Right. I don't...
Go ahead.
I don't think that he's ever going to address it because he agrees with it. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
he's showing you what the latter looks like than the former.
Right.
I agree. It's a scare tactic as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, like you said, he agrees with it. Like, with all the brutality, he agrees with it. Because if you listen to him talk about it while the protest was going on, that wouldn't happen if I was like, take back control of your city. Take back. Instead of going, okay, what are we going to do? Like, the one thing I do like about Minneapolis, they did block off some of the freeways and they allowed the protesters to protest. And they just kept everybody safe. They allowed them to
mm-hmm.
walk onto the freeway. They allowed them to take over certain streets and move around certain areas. That, I believe that's what you're supposed to do. Let the people protest. Of course, we don't want the stuff that the other people or, you know, the bad stuff that happened. But at least they allowed them room to protest. I think that's what you're supposed to do as a city, the
mm-hmm.
police department, so on and so forth. But to come out and be like, oh yeah, you got to take it back by force and don't let them do you like that. And that you're supposed to be for the
mm-hmm.
people, not for beating up the people. You know, you're supposed to come up with solutions and say, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Okay,
and work
so we
that
know
shit
Donald
out.
Well, he ain't coming with no solution. He just comes with a punchline. That's it. He comes with a line and lies and a tweet and a bunch of lies and a bunch of hopes and a let me see if this flies.
Right.
That
right,
one little
right.
kid that you be outside with and he just say the dumbest shit and you just look at him like, why do I hang with you? Like, that was the stupidest shit that you could ever say, but he ain't got no friends. So your mama keep making you play with him. Mama, do you know he says the dumbest shit? Boy, you're going to play with him. His auntie said that he ain't got no friends and you're going to be his friend. Now go on and play with that little boy now. Don't listen to what he got to say.
Right.
That's yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I see him as he's that one person you'd be like, you know what, don't pay them no attention. That's just what they do. You know, like, I can't get right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? You'd be like, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't pay no attention. That's just what they do. Don't feed into it. But unfortunately, he does shit that affects all of us. But yeah, but that's how I see him. Like, oh, okay, that's what he did now. I'm not surprised. That's who he is.
Right.
Like, that's shocking y'all at this point? Like, really? Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So I guess that's our episode for tonight. Tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. I have been seeing some shows now that do the whole thing with the local brands. Build your brand. Remember, hey, we've been doing this for a while. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, help keep us rocking out. 563-999-3411. Takeover Tuesday, every Tuesday night. The only place in the world, we believe, at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time that you can call in and take over the show. And actually talk about yourself. You can actually be the DJ. You just got to call us up and connect. It is. So, we also got Wet Wet Wednesday, Comic Cafe, Friday Night Live. And now we got, what is it on Sundays now there? It's unbelievable.
Inspirational Sunday.
Okay. And what you got going on that day?
Inspirational Sunday is the health, wealth, and wellness time where we just talk about how to inspire, how to motivate, how to keep your life together through life changes. We use the core book, Creating Opportunities, Restoring Expectations, and we go from there. You get a quick little pick-me-upper to help you through the week, and then we play some music, we have conversation, and then we head out. It's 30 minutes of good stuff. It's 30 minutes for now. We may add some more time, but right now it's 30 minutes of inspiration, aspiration, and to inspire and to uplift you throughout the week. So it has been
fun. All right. Well, you know me, I usually be asleep around that time because I be just getting off work. But I hear some good content. People are like, it's so short. That's how you know it's good. So I don't know. I'm going to try to wake up and make it in there this week. So make sure you tune in Sunday right here, same podcast channel, Monster US Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also check out our links and archives at monstarsradio.com. Also got a 24-hour stream. And, yeah, hopefully we'll catch you here tomorrow. So, all right, if you didn't do nothing monstrous today, you can always get up and do something monstrous tomorrow. You got any last things on the way up out of here?
I got this last E-Monster song before we head out. It's called Bomb Bomb. You bomb? Yeah, we bomb.
Oh,
I like
wow.
That.
You're taking it way
here
back.
Way back. Thank y'all for listening.
Damn, that beat is tight, fool. I like the way it starts.
Yeah,
you know you got that bomb bomb, baby. When you make a play, you won't post up a lunch, yeah, baby.